done the mitzvah, you very rarely learn the halacha. And that's the mitzvah mora of the Be'imo. The Gemara Yevamos on Daf Hei Amud Bei is called Sabraisa. Tani Yochol Yehei Kvod Aviv Kvod Imo Docha Shabbos. Your father, your mother says to you, bring me, cook me food on Shabbos. So perhaps we should be Docha Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk that we're going to read in Yitzchak on Shabbos. Ish Imo Vi Aviv Tiro Veshabsosai Tishmoru Ani Hashem. So the Torah went out of its way to write Ani Hashem to teach you, as the Brisa concludes, Kulchem Chayovim B'Chvod. So you don't listen to your parents to violate the Shabbos. The Quran goes on to discuss the question of Esei Dov Halosa said, Hokar Halosa said, so forth and so on. Tosus refers us to a sugya, the famous sugya, Kippur Avim and Kiddushin Lamed Aleph, and he asks us a kasha. The Gemara Kiddushin says the following. So who does he fulfill first? Kvod Avim v'Kvod Imo. So the Gemara says, Hanach Kvod Imecha Vasei Kvod Avicha Shatov Imecha Chayovim v'Kvod Avicha. So the Gemara has a svara here, which I would call Kedima, that how you set the priority, who comes first. And the answer is, since both you and your mother share the same covenant towards your father. So in other words, if there's a choice between Kvod Imo and Kvod Aviv, if Imo is Chayevus B'Kvod Aviv, which means Kvod Bailo in this case, then you prefer Kvod Aviv. The Gemara goes on to apply the same svar in the case of a mitzvah. Amalo Aviv Hashkei Mayim, the Yesh Lo Mitzvah L'Kayim. So the Gemara says, Hanach Kvod Avicha, Sha'ata V'Avicha Chayevim B'Mitzvah. Same logic. Notice, as Tosus points out, the Gemara in Kiddush doesn't quote any pasuk. It's just the Svara. There's no Yalfus of the Kuhn. So Tosus, therefore, Yevamos, going back to Yevamos, asks the following question. The Yomtomer v'lomali kra b'chvod of the lo dochi Shabbos, the belav kra nami lo dochi. Tosus asks kind of technically, why do you the pasuk on the Asher to teach you don't violate the Shabbos because of kvod of you? He says, typically, you can learn it from a svara. Shehu v'aviv muzharim ala Shabbos. Ki da'omim per kamen di kedushin, ka vi'ov v'om rashkevi v'ima v'om rashkevi, hanach kvod imecha v'asei kvod avicha, shata v'imecha, chayom v'kvod avicha. V'chein avicha v'om rashkevi mitzvah lasos, hanach kvod avicha v'asei mitzvah shata v'avicha chayom v'om lasos ha-mitzvah. Tosus offers, so let's just review the kashim and you'll see Tosus' answer. Tosus asks, why do you need the pasuk Ani Hashem to teach you that you don't listen to your parents? To violate the Shabbos, forget it. You don't even need a pasuk. It's an outstanding svara based on the Hanach Kvod Imecha, Sha'ata V'Imecha Chayom B'Kvod Avicha. Hanach Kvod Avicha, Sha'ata V'Avicha Chayom B'Kvod Avicha. Here too, Ata V'Avicha Muzhar Mal Shabbos. So Tosus gives a very, very difficult answer if you have Yizdaik. He says, Yesh Lomer D'Mehacha Yalfinin Hasam. That the whole sugi Kiddushin of Hanach Kvod Imecha, Hanach Kvod Avicha, the whole svara there is predicated on this Gemara in Yevamos, on this Brisa, this Drasha, this Yalfusa of Ani Hashem. You certainly don't get that impression when you read the sugya in Kiddushin. There's no remnants at all to this Drasha of Ani Hashem. And furthermore, the Gemara uses that same svara over and over again. It doesn't seem to be based on any sort of Yalfusa of the I would like to suggest that if we read the Rambam carefully, I think Munach Midvarov will find inherent in his words perhaps an answer to Tosus' kasha. Rambam says the following. This is Perek Vav Milchus Mamrim Halacha Yud Beis. We want to compare that Lashon to Halacha Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Tav. Misha Amar Lo Aviv Lavar Al Divrei Torah. And the Rambam goes on to say, it doesn't matter, he tells you to violate the Doraisa, the Rabbanim, Levat HaMitzaseh Fisham with the Freyam. Now listen to the Rambam's language. HaRezel Lo Yishmo. He shouldn't listen to him. And then the Rambam goes on to quote the Pasuk of Yashem. So let's leave that on the side. Now let's compare it to the cases in the Gemara Kiddushin. Amalo Aviv Hashkemi Mayim U'mitzvah Lasos. So he says, if ain't shama cherem lasosa, no one else can do the mitzvah on his behalf, he's asik the mitzvah v'yaniach kvod aviv, shehu v'aviv chayov v'dvar mitzvah. So again, here he doesn't use the lashon al tishmalo, lo yishmalo, but rather hanach kvod aviv, and that's actually the lashon of Chazal and the Gemara. Alofi and Dalit again. Amlo aviv hashkeni mayim v'amrlo imo hashkeni mayim. Meiniach kvod imo. He doesn't say lo yishmalo, but osek b'kvod aviv. So Rav Moshe, I was wondering why the different lashonos of the Rambam. When it comes to the case where your father tells you violated Dvar Torah, the Rambam says lo yishmalo, and he quotes the pasuk. When he gets to the cases of atav avicha, atav imecha, he says hanach. He doesn't say lo yishmalo. Anybody want to help me out over here? I think the answer is pretty obvious. Why the Rambam changes his language? What's the between lo yishmalo and hanach?
It's by to your mother after the father, you're just delaying it.
Correct. The mitzvah still exists. It's on the back burner. So you put it into delay mode. But here, in the case of Amalo Aviv, Bashel Yoshchot Yivshadis, what does the Rambam say? Lo Yishmalo. What's the Rambam talking about the tzivli of the father? Is it on back burners? Obviously not. Maybe after Shabbos you can do, but as far as Shabbos is concerned, Lo Yishmalo. In other words, the tzivli ha'av, in the case of Chil Shabbos, doesn't get off the ground. It doesn't generate a chiyuv of Kibud Av Em. The mitzvah is completely null and void. And then Achkamina would be, in the case of Hanach Kvod Imecha, what would be if you reverse the order? Instead of putting your mother's kavod on the side in delay, you would be Makdim, instead of putting your father's kavod first, right, what you did was you put your father on delay, and you tended to your mother first. So you were mashki your mother mind. Would you have a kiyum of kibud av em? For sure, yes. You violated the din of kedima. Because kedima doesn't remove the mitzvah. It's not afkiyah the mitzvah. It's not afkiyah the mechayah of the mitzvah. It just sets up a din seder. So you were mevatel the din kedima. Hanach kvod imecha. So you violated hanach kvod imecha. So for Mela, Tosa's answer, Tosa's kasha is for infant. Because what was Tosa's kasha? Why do you need a poskani Hashem? The answer is, whenever there's a contradiction between the tzivu ya'av and the tzivu of the Torah, Omolo Oviv lav on tzivu Torah, says the Rambam, lo yishmalo, what we derive from ani Hashem, kuchem chayot b'chodi, is that the tzivu of the Father doesn't generate a mitzvah kibud av em. You would not apply the principle of esek dochalosa. Said there's no esek to be dochalosa. Said if you would be makayim mitzvah kibud av em, it would be meaningless. It would be devoid of any kiyum. That's the chiddush of the pasuk of Yom Kippur. In the case of hanach, where there's a question of where to set the priorities, what should come first, the preference, the order of preference. There, if you violate the order of preference, it's exactly what you did. But the mitzvah itself emerges as a balance. Just to conclude, the Rambam in the same perek is a very, very famous Rambam, and I like to quote this Rambam because it seems to me that this Rambam contradicts a very famous chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. I'm a big fan of the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Aruch HaShulchan asks the kasha, why we don't make a bracha on Kibud Av Em? And there are many answers to this question. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, the mitzvah of Kibud Av Em is a logical mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of sichus. Shenoheges b'chol um, b'chol lashon. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you can't say Asher kitshonu b'mitzvosu v'tzivanu on a mitzvah which you would have to do anyway by simply what's compelling is morality and logic. But listen to the Rambam's language, okay? A very famous Rambam, I'm sure you all know it. In the same parakeet of Kusmah. Ad hechon Kibud Av Em, based on the sukkahs and kedushin, afilu notlo kishol zehuvim shelo, hishlichu lefanav layom. Look what the Rambam demands. Maybe all your life savings are in one bag of gold. And your father, apparently an elderly father, mother, throws it in front of your eyes into the ocean. No deep sea divers to retrieve it. Says the Rambam, lo yachlim osam. Okay, he shouldn't embarrass his parents. by screaming and yelling. But then the Rambam goes on, v'lo yichas kenedo. He shouldn't even show any expression of anger. Eliyakabel gzeres hakosim yishtim. He just accepts upon himself the gzeres hakosim. You know, the Rambam doesn't often use that phrase, gzeres hakosim. When he does, he means to tell us something. It's not necessarily logical. V'ad hechan moron, afilu hayo lovish begodim chamudus v'yoshim barosh b'fnei hakol v'ba'ov v'imo karu begodav v'kol rosho v'yarku b'fanav. He's sitting with the greatest of, in the most majestic clothing. His father comes along, hits him over his head, rips his clothes off, spits in front of him, lo yachlim osal, he shouldn't respond. El yishtok v'yira v'yafache v'melech malke amlochim shetzibo v'kam. He has to keep in mind the tzibui of melech malke. It's really an unbelievable mitzvah, very demanding. You all know the Gemara about Abaye, who says that Abaye was lucky, he was born without parents. His mother must have died in childbirth. And Asher Mishal Chaman, Rashi says it's impossible to fulfill this mitzvah to the team. It's really a gzeres hakosim. And the demands of this mitzvah are so great, they exceed beyond, I think, human logic and natural intuitive morality. Therefore, I don't know if we should look for a different answer to the Aruch HaShulchan's kasha, why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Kippur. I just want to say mazel tov to Rabbi Uber on the upcoming mitzvah. We hope to be there personally to say mazel tov. I want to wish you all hatzlacha, and thanks for the invitation to share a few different Torah with you. When I come to a chutz l'aretz, I always like to reignite, you know, the kesher that we all feel to Eretz Yisrael. And I think maybe the ultimate goal is not just to feel the kesher, but, you know, to do something about it, to really reconnect. I know people in America are very comfortable here without, despite all the economic challenges, but that each one of us try to think, you know, not only atzma, about the Torah in Torah Eretz Yisrael, about possibly reconnecting, finding the opportunity to learn in Eretz Yisrael, and to get back to Eretz Yisrael. So I want to wish everyone a great deal of
luck. The Britain is starting a new program.
Right, it's called the Ozel Melech, and it's for someone who wants to take buffalo time after college, or graduate school, after graduate school, before a job, in the middle of a job, to come back and learn in Eretz Yisrael. And to gear a program exactly for that niche of a fellow, you know, if he's on his way to smicha, obviously Grus would be excellent. You know, it's a 4-year smicha program. If he wants to learn the beer, that's wonderful. I have two sons learning the beer; they love it there. But a little bit more of a smaller kind of group, intimate, you know, shining away, iyun, bekiyus, halacha, you know, gearing the halacha towards practical issues, going from the students all the way up to the poskim. It's something that's a very exciting idea. And if it's not idea to you, maybe you could pass it on and spread the word, because I think it's an important concept to offer a young man an opportunity to come back to Eretz Yisrael. It could be a married couple. He can learn in the yeshiva, and she can study in so many different seminaries, and to reignite, reconnect with Eretz Yisrael. And, you know, I always say, because people are so involved in America and so many little things, I hope when Mashiach comes to Hashem, we won't be able to, we won't have to tell him, wait, I have to finish my graduate degree, or I'm working. You know, we got to think in idealistic terms. I think all the Gedolim from the Olos and all the way down through history thought, you know, creatively, out of the box, and really wanted to reconnect with Shkina. So I want to, again, thank Rabbi Newberg and wish everybody a great deal of luck. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.